The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Hazinu, as we near Sukkis, I feel it's appropriate to say a shir, Shleishim Yom Kodem Achag, to get involved in the halachas of Sukkis. And with that, I would like to say today's shir about the halachas of Arba Minim, the halachas of the Dalin Minim, and specifically pertaining to the way of doing a matana manas lahachzir. As we know, the Arba Minim and the first 2 days of Sukkis, when we're mekayim the mitzvah, it has to be lochem, it has to belong to the person fulfilling the mitzvah. And there are many people that don't own their own set of arba minim, some boys, some girls, some others, and they are yoytze the mitzvah by shaking somebody else's, which is given to them in the form of matana manas lahachzer. Also, some people are machmir, they want to shake an extra set of arba minim, to be yoytze in case their esrig was morkev or some other reason it's possible. And again, they are yoytze with being kaine through a matana manas lahachzer. And the question is, what's the form? What's the way, correct way to make a matana manas lahachzer? Matana manas lahachzer in essence is a present on condition that it's returned. Now we know there's a concept in halacha that conditions have halachas, mishpitei atanoim, there's halachas of conditions. And one of the concepts in the halachas of conditions are to make a tanai kafel, to double the condition. To say, if you return it, so then it's yours. And if you don't return it, it's not yours. We learned the concept from the tanai of Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the condition with the Shvatim of Negod and Ruvain that they're only going to get the Chelik of Eva Yarden if they go and fight with the other Yidden. Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tanai Kafel, he doubled the Tanai. And from there we learn the concept of Tanai Kafel. And so the question is, when a person makes a Matana Manas Lahachzir for the purpose of being Makne to somebody else, the Arba Minim, do they have to make a Tanai Kafel or not? So, the truth is, the Sefer Mayadim Uzmanim, Chelik Beisim Kufchav Zayin, brings down that the Brisker Rav, when he was Makaneh the Arba Minim, he would go ahead and make a Tanai Kafel. And he would do all the Mishpatei Atanoim, he would do Hein Kodem Lulav, Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. And the question is, okay, the Brisker Rav at Kefir Tzach like that, the Brisker Rav did like that, but is that Iker Halacha, is that a Chumrah? Is that something that everybody has to do? Or perhaps it's one of the many chumras that the Brisker Rav had, the Goydel Chasidusoi, so he was noyeg in many chumras to fulfill many shitas or rishonim. But perhaps it's not something that we're obligated to do. So let's try to take a look at the sugya, the rishonim, the svaras, and the achrayim, and see what we can learn from there. So the sugi really begins with the machloikas harishayim. The smag says that a person has to make a tanai kafu. When they're makne, the esrig, matanam nas lahachzir, they have to double the tanai, they have to make it a double tanai, a tanai kafu. The Mordechai says no. The Mordechai says you don't have to make a tanai kafu by esrig. Why? Because there's a machloikas harishayim. There's some Rishonim say that the whole halacha of making a Tanai Kafel is things like Gittin and Kiddushin. But when it comes to Mamanis, the whole halachas of Mishpatei Atanoim are not there. We don't have the halachas according to that, according to the Rashbam. We don't have the halachas of Mishpatei Atanoim. We don't have to make a Tanai Kafel by Mamanis. And therefore, says the Mordechai says the Iker is like the Shitas of Rashbam. And therefore, by Esrig, you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel. the Beis Yosef, in Hilchis, Lulav and Esrig, in Beis Yosef, Simin Tov Reish Nun Ches, he brings down the Machlaikis between the Smag and the Mordechai. He brings down both Shittas of the Rishayim. And he says, V'hachi Naktina, and he says, we paskin like the Mordechai. We paskin like the Mordechai that it's unnecessary to make a Tanai Kafu. The Shaila is, the Chayra and surface level, it would seem to be a little shver. Why is it that the Beis Yosef paskined unequivocally like the opinion of the Mordechai? The Mordechai's reason was, you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel, because any time by Mamanis, you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel. You don't have to make a double Tanai any time when it comes to monetary matters. Now, the truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Evan as a simin lamed ches, Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions, he brings down two shittas. The Beis Yosef in Evan as a simin lamed ches, he brings down two shittas, he brings down, and he's not machriya, he brings down two opinions. Do I say by mominus you have to make it tonight kafel? Do I say mominus you don't have to make it tonight kafel? It's machlaik as a rishayim. And he doesn't bring any hachra, any decision, any way that we have to consider both opinions. So l'chayra, why when it came to Hilchas Esrig, did the Beis Yosef say it's so pasha to go like the Mordechai, when l'chayra, the whole Mordechai, is based on the Rashbam, and the Beis Yosef himself, when it came to the main place of talking of Hilchas Tanoim, he did not give a verdict. He did not issue a verdict whether we paskin like the Rashbam or whether we don't paskin like the Rashbam. So this is a question. So I think there's three possible answers to this question. One possible answer is that even though we mentioned that the Mordechai says the reason why you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel by Esrig is because the Rashbam says that by Mamanis you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel. However, there's really other reasons why by Esrig you wouldn't have to make a Tanai Kafel. Number one, you have a Toisvis. Toisvis in Mesach Tekidushin, Davava Medbeiz, Tvya Mascha Loi, says that sometimes there's a umdina, and because there's a umdina, you don't have to have a Tanai Kafel. In other words, sometimes it's clear that the person means to make the Tanai, and because it's so clear, it's so understood, self-understood that he means to make a Tanai, he means it to be conditionally, so therefore you don't have to verbalize the Tanai, you don't have to speak out the Tanai. And therefore, Tosfos says, if a person gives his friend a Esrig, it's understood, self-understood, he's giving it on condition that it gets returned to him. It's as if he spoke it out. If it's necessary to make a Tanai Kafel, it's as if he's made a Tanai Kafel. Since there's such a strong umdana, you have to know where to say it, where not to say it. But Tosfos says that therefore, by Esrig, it's unnecessary to make a Tanai Kafel. So you could say, the Beis Yosef, they're passing like the Mordechai. Even though the Mordechai is based on the Rashbam, and the Beis Yosef himself did not paskin necessarily like the Rashbam, maybe the reason why the Beis Yosef paskin like the Mordechai is because really he had in his back pocket, he really was combining the opinion of Tosfos that by Esrig you have a umdana. You have a umdana that for sure he's only giving the Esrig on condition that it's returned. And Tosfos says based on that, you don't have to have a Tanai Kafel. That could be one possible answer. Another possible answer is that there are opinions that say like this. There's a Nesivas HaMishpat that says that when it comes to metaltolin, there's a minig that by metaltolin, even if you tell me that the halacha is that monetary matters, you still have to make a Tanai Kafel. However, when it comes to movable objects, there's a minug that you don't have to go ahead and make a Tanai Kofel. If you go and you make a sale on a camera, two people make a deal, and they sell a bike, they sell something else, a metal, and something that's a movable item, says the Nesivas HaMishpat, there's a Nachlas Tzvi about this, and there's other Achrayim also about this, that by movable items there's a minig that you don't have to make a Tanai Kofel. It's because of Takanas HaShuk. In order that commerce should be able to run in commerce, you have to be able to go ahead and make a sum that wouldn't run well if we're going to go be mevatil a lot of tanoim just because the person left out a Tanai Kofel, a Mishpatei HaTanoim. So when it comes to movable objects people buy and sell easily, for Takanas HaShuk, there's a minug that you don't have to make a Tanai Kofel, and it will be a valid Tanai even though you did not make a Tanai Kofel. So I paskins the Nesivas HaMishpat Simen Reish Zayin. There's a Pischei Tshuva also that says the same paskins like that, and there's a Marsham in Mishpat Shalom that also paskins like that. And therefore, so even though it's this whole concept, we only have, you don't find that early Rishonim spoke about this, but perhaps really the Beis Yosef also held like this, and that's why the Beis Yosef said by Esrig the halach is that you don't have to make a Tanai Kofel. So it might be a drop difficult to put this into the Beis Yosef. Definitely Lefia MS, it's a very good reason why for Esrig you don't have to make a Tanai Kofel, because Esrig is a movable item, is a metaltalin. But perhaps, maybe, Ulai, we could say that's also pshat in the Beis Yosef. The third pshat, third explanation we could give to the Beis Yosef would be as follows. The MS, the Remach, there's a the Beis Yosef and the Bach, they bring down that the Remach asked a question on the Smag. The Remach asked a big question on the Smag. The Smag is the one that said that by Arba Minim you have to make a Tanai Kofel. Somebody is going to go and give his friend the Arba Minim Matana Manas Lahachzir. He better double his Tanai, as I zokt the smag, because if not, the Tanai won't be a Tanai. Frekted Remach, what's wrong? What will happen? Let's think it through. Somebody, Reuven, owns a set of Arba Minim. Shimon doesn't own a set of Arba Minim. Reuven goes ahead and he gives Shimon his set of Arba Minim, Matana Amanas Lach, a present on condition that Reuven's giving the present to Shimon, on condition that Shimon returns the present to Reuven. What that means in essence is that if Shimon won't return it, it will come out that he never got it in the first place. Reuven is giving this as a present to Shimon. As soon as Shimon finishes using it, he must give it back to Reuven. Because if he doesn't, it won't even be Shimon's in the first place. So the condition is, it only becomes Shimon's if and only if he returns it to Reuven. So now, if you hold that you have to make a Tanai Kofel, what would that mean to say? That would mean to say that if you don't double the condition falls off. That would mean to say that it's as if he never made a condition. It would mean to say that Reuven gave Shimon a present without any conditions. That means Shimon could keep it forever. So if you want to say that someone gives it, if Reuven gave the Arba Minim to Shimon with the Matana Manas Lahachzir, but it's necessary to double it, and because he didn't double it, he lacked in having a valid Tanai, that would mean in essence that Shimon could keep it forever. There's no condition he has to return it. If there's no condition he has to return it, if that's the case, then l'chayra he could keep it forever. So frek the Remach, what's the Smag so worried about? Where's the problem over here? Why is the Smag saying it comes to the Esrig, make sure when you're going to shake Esrig, be mekabalit matana manas lahachzir, make sure it's a double Tanai. What's going to go wrong? Even if the condition is not doubled, the recipient will for sure own it. The recipient will for sure be able to be yoytzeh, fulfill his mitzvah, even though it wasn't doubled. So l'chayer, what's wrong? Where did anything go wrong? Even if you tell me, here's a halach, he has to double it, but l'chayer, there was nothing so terrible if he didn't double it. Azoy frek the remach. So really, this is a very stark kasha, and the sheet of the smag. Why in the world should you, what's the whole tumult of here? What's the big problem and issue that the smag is saying, make sure to double the condition? And the remach therefore says that l'chayer, there's no reason to double the condition. So, like we said before, we could say the answer to the Beis Yosef, perhaps the Beis Yosef over here, even though usually he's mesopek, he's in doubt whether we paskin that all mamonis don't have to have a Tanai Kofel. But here he said by Esrig it's unnecessary to have a Tanai Kofel because he meant to use in combination the opinion of the Remach that the whole smag is not so simple. That the Remach says even if you hold you have to have a Tanai Kofel, still over here by Esrig you don't have to have a Tanai Kofel. So the Achrayim give numerous answers to the question of the Remach. The Smag, of course, thought about this too. And the Smag that requires making a Tanai Kofel, he must have had a reasoning. So there's a few different Mahalchim in the Achrayim how to answer the Smag. One of the Mahalchim is the Atzmais Yosef in Mesachti Kiddushin, the Avava Medbeis. So he says, the smag just means to say a very simple thing. In a chanami, the smag does not mean to say that the recipient won't fulfill his mitzvah. All the smag means to say is in a chanami, that if he doesn't double the tanai, so then the recipient won't have to give it back. So the giver better make sure that he doubles his tanai, because if not, he won't be able to obligate the recipient to give it back to him. The Nesivis in Mikra Chaim in his Sefer on Oire Chaim in Hilchas Pesach over there by Hilchas Mechiras Chamet Simen Tov Mem Ches Sivkotn Tas, he explained this smag that the pshat is because even if there's no Tanai Kofel, the smag holds if there's no Tanai Kofel there will be an ulterior, there will be some other reason that the recipient will be obligated to give it back. And that other reason will invalidate the recipient from being yoytzeh. In other words, if the recipient got it in the oifen of matana manas lahachzer, in the form of matana manas lahachzer, so then it's considered lochem, then it's considered his, and he can be yoytzeh the mitzvah. But if there's a din shir, there's something left over, if it's not a matana manas lahachzer, the recipient will have to give it back, and it will be a shir, it will be something left over, it will be an unfinished present. It will be a present that's only a half a present. Such a sort present that has a shir, that has something remaining, there's something remaining in the present that the giver gave to the recipient, that would invalidate, that would make it that the recipient can't be yoytzeh, be considered not lochem. So I believe with this, with Siyata Dishmai, we explained the different shitas on the table. There's Machloikas HaRishonim between the Smag and the Mordechai, whether you have to make a Tanai Kofel by Abba Minim, whether or not. The Beis Yosef said the main thing is like the Mordechai, that you don't. And we explained that the Beis Yosef seems to be a little shver, because the whole Mordechai is based on the Rashbam. And the Beis Yosef himself in Ibn Ezer makes it sound not so simple like that we pass like the Rashbam. So we gave three passable terutzim, how there's three other things, perhaps there's three other reasons, three other things that the Beis Yosef might have meant to put into combination why he passed like the Mordechai. So let's try to end off with getting to the halacha. How do later achroinim paskin on this matter? So the Beis Yosef, like we saw, paskin that it's unnecessary. However, the Bikuya Yaakov, one of the classical Sfarim and the halachis of Sukkah and Arba Minim, he brings down that you have to be machmer like this smag. You should be machmer like this smag. And the Mekor HaChaim, the Nesivus that we mentioned in Hilchas Pesach, he ends off over there also. Lifi zeh nira shadinim agayis maimini. He ends off the main halacha is like agayis maimini, but that goes like this smag. And he says nira li divi agayis maimini iker. The Nesivus seems to say over there in Hilchas Pesach that the main halacha is like this smag. They do both the Bikur Yaakov and the Nesivus say to be machma like this smag. However, he said the Beis Yosef says the other way. And Agav, we could ask a question on the Nesivus. It's a little difficult for me to understand how the Nesivus is worried about the smag when he himself passed into anything that's metaltolim. There's a minig, you don't need a tarikov. So that's a maimer amusker. How do you understand the Nesivus? Unless he just means as far as machlekes yishayim itself, just as there's a later minig. So perhaps even the Nesivus would agree you don't have to have a tarikov. But getting back, the Beis Yosef said the main halach is like the Mordechai you don't have to have. And additionally, there's a Kafah Chaim that says that the Stimas HaShulchan Aruch and Achroinim is you don't have to have a Tanai Kafel. And it would seem to me, Lanius Daiti, you have the Beis Yosef that says you don't have to have a Tanai Kafel. You have the Kafah Chaim that says that the Stimas HaShulchan Aruch and Achroinim is that you don't have to have a Tanai Kafel. Together with the fact, couple that with the fact that we said there are so many tzirufim, besides for the Mordechai itself, there are so many tzirufim to say that you don't have to have Tanai Kafel by Esrig. You have the Umdin of Toisvis, you have the Minug, that all Metaltal don't need a Tanai Kafel. You have the question of the Ramath, that what could go wrong if you don't have a Tanai Kafel. So it would seem to me that the main halacha is that Me'ikir Adin, you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel. And if it's only a Chumrah, perhaps it's the only Achumri Yaseira, it's only somebody who's on a very high Madrega, that they would have to go and make a Tanai Kafel. The Briski Rav was Machmir on so many Shitas of Rishayim that are further, that are past more than what Halacha is. So for him it was Roy to be Machmir on this Chumrah as well. But for the average person, the Ikra Halacha, the main Halacha would seem, is that it's unnecessary to make a Tanai Kafel when a person is giving them dalaminim imatana amanas lahachzir.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.